Not all, but.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Miami waiting for this afternoon's arraignment of Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott.
This is an unprecedented moment in American history. Donald Trump waking up at his golf club here in Doral, once again preparing to turn himself over to authorities, but this time as the first former president to ever face federal criminal charges.
Those charges stemming from the hoarding of those classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. 10 people were shot in Denver last night. It happened in the part of the town where fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA title ever. A new look at inflation.
After rising 0.4% in April, the consumer price index ticked up only 0.1% in May. And for the past year, prices are up 4%, which is the smallest 12-month increase since March of 2021. Prices rose last month for housing, used vehicles, and clothing, but they declined for furniture and airfares.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The Fed starts its two-day meeting today to decide the next steps on interest rates. This is ABC News. President Biden back on schedule today after having to put things on hold Monday for a root canal. ABC's Karen Travers has the story from Washington.
President Biden is holding two events today that he was supposed to have on Monday, but were postponed due to the root canal procedure he underwent at the White House. This afternoon, he sits down with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg to talk about the NATO summit in Lithuania next month. They'll focus on continued support for Ukraine in its war against Russia and efforts to strengthen the NATO alliance. This evening, the president hosts two events, a reception for chiefs of mission or diplomatic leaders in the White House East Room, and later a Juneteenth concert on the South Lawn.
And over 350,000 Jeeps are being recalled around the world. The problem, a real coil spring can fall off while they're being driven. Stellantis says the recall covers several Grand Cherokee models from the 2021 through 2023 model years. So far, no reports of crashes or injuries. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. A 26-year-old armed Green Bay man was arrested early Tuesday morning outside the Blackstone Family Restaurant. Authorities, including a crisis management team and SWAT, were dispatched around 1:45 a.m. to the restaurant on the city's west side. Police say the man made threats at another business outside the city limits. The man was taken into custody without incident shortly after 3 a.m. The investigation is ongoing. Four northeastern Wisconsin counties are in the top 10 for tourism and spending in the state. Brown County was ranked 5th, Outagamie 7th, Door County ranked 8th, and Winnebago ranked 9th. According to the Green Bay Press-Gazette, the reasons for the increase in visits to the area include the Packers, youth sports, lodging and dining, as well as the state's Lake Michigan shorelines. The area saw overall spending of $1.6 billion. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 130,000 car accidents occur in Wisconsin each year. If you're in an accident and experience any injuries or losses caused by another, you may be entitled to compensation. Gingras Thompson & Wachs has over 35 years of experience in handling car accident cases. Their team of personal injury attorneys is dedicated to helping you get the justice you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, FOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's FOGO. 608-949-8989.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. All Donald Trump all the time. So, this is an article from a year ago, and it was in The Guardian. And so this is a year ago, and it talked about the long list of legal cases against Donald Trump. I'm sure there are more added to the list since this point in time. But a year ago, when this came out, there were 19 legal cases against Donald Trump. 19. We know that that number has increased because clearly the one that he's dealing with this morning is added to the list in addition to others. Now, you can say that they've weaponized the Department of Justice and this is a witch hunt and they're after Donald Trump for who he is. And all of these different people have ganged up on Donald Trump for what reason? You have to ask the question, why would all of these different people in all these different jurisdictions pick out one man and go after him if the man is innocent? You know, I'm watching Donald Trump say, I'm innocent of all these things. Oh, he is. In his mind, I think he truly believes that he is innocent of all of these things because in his life, he's been able to get away with everything. Because people have treated him different than other human beings because he had money. And you know, there is a system in this country that the more money you have, justice really is kind of for those who can afford it. If you can afford it, you can kind of buy your way out of things as long as the things don't get to be harboring nuclear information that and showing it to every Tom, Dick, and Mary to show them just how powerful a person you are. All the money in the world can't help you in that instance, and that's why Donald Trump is where he is right now, because he thought having all of this money made him more powerful than any other human being on the planet. Well, the system has to prove that wrong. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Now listen. So the former president a year ago was facing 19 legal action cases. Seven was for insurrection. Six were based on financial inequities. Two was for election interference. One was for sexual misconduct, and then the three others. Insurrection. The D.C. Attorney General investigating Trump over January 6 riots. That's a criminal investigation. Oh, there he is. my friend, good morning to you, CJ. How you doing, man? How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Earl. How are you doing?
Listen, man, I'm doing great, man. You know, I'm talking about Donald Trump, the man. You know, have you been listening?
I heard a little bit of it.
Okay. Well, then do I have to go back and explain where they've got him dead to rights, showing nuclear secrets to people who have no right to know anything about it? Did you hear that part of it?
Well, I'm glad you care about nuclear secrets and secrets, because
I care about
this. This is a shell game. Well,
hey, what are you talking about, man?
Well, as you talk about it, okay. But, you know, this is a shell game to you, Earl. And
what do you mean a shell game?
And the Democrat Party.
What is it to Republicans?
If it's a shell game to me,
what is it to you? What is it to you?
Well, I'm worried because now there's a spy facility in Cuba that China just built, but you don't care about that.
Hey, that was that. CJ. CJ,
hey,
you've been listening.
Talk over me.
Well, stop listening. Stop listening. Yes, I'm going to talk over you. Stop listening to conservative talk radio, which changes the subject matter and doesn't want to address the real issue. Okay? The real issue is the former president and candidate for president of the United States is under indictment as we speak, for having nuclear information that he has divulged to people who have no right to know. And the fact that he kept that, and you want to talk about something other than that. Let's talk about Donald Trump and what he's facing, and whether or not you still believe, you and others believe, that this is a shell game.
Yeah, because China is walking all over this president, Biden.
Listen, man. This talking, you changing the subject is not going to make it any easier for you and other believers of a criminal named Donald Trump. Okay? It's not going to change anything. Because those wise amongst us, we know about what it is Republicans attempt to do. Change the subject. Deal with the reality of what we're talking about, man. I don't want to hear about what you're talking about. This is my show. We're talking about what's happening with Donald Trump right now. If you want to respond to that, fine. But it's not going to be the CJ show and you change the subject. You can't defend that man and what he's done and what he continues to do. And yet you still support him. Deal with that.
Is my mic on now, or are you going to talk over me again?
I'm going to talk over you as long as you attempt, or I'm going to cut you off as long as you attempt to change the subject that I'm talking about.
See, this is the shell game that you're playing, Earl. We've got a lot of good candidates. I don't care who the nominee is. Okay? Can I respond?
No, you can't respond. You can only respond.
So I'm going to vote.
You can only respond to the subject that I'm talking about, Donald Trump. If you want to talk about something else, man, get your own show. But right now we're talking about Donald Trump, man. You want to respond to that? Fine. If not, you have to let you go.
Look over here. Don't see what's really happening. Look over here. But Earl, okay, this is troubling. What's going on with Trump? Yes. Okay. It's all right. They're going to figure that out. But what's happening in our real world today, Earl, is really scary. And that's okay to you, though. You're talking about the shell game of China flying balloons and now a spy station. You don't want us to see that, Earl. You don't want us to know about that, right?
Hey, CJ.
Don't talk about that.
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call. I want to apologize for losing my composure with CJ, because CJ is only doing what he hears. So that's what's happening with conservative talk radio today, Fox News. They're not having the dialogue and the discussion about Donald Trump. They're not having that discussion. They're the only network that's not having that discussion. So what else do I expect from someone like a CJ other than to parrot where he's getting his information from? Can't help it. He can't deal with the realities of what is going on here. And it doesn't matter, because they're not going to be able to change what has finally happened, where Donald Trump is finally backed into a corner. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. We got to go to break in a couple minutes, so we'll come to all of you on the phone lines. As I said from the beginning of the show, whether or not people call in or not, I know factually that what I'm saying is 100% true. And those of you who have a pulse know that what I'm saying is 100% true. What this man has done and continues to do is a calumny. And yet people continue to support him. And at some point in time, the nation has to come first. Got to go to a break. Jack, I see you. Corinna, we'll come to you guys after the break. 844-967-2789. Be right back.
The Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media. 608-819-8255.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigby Olson has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org.
Brought to you, here's your updated forecast. High of 59 this afternoon under overcast skies with scattered rain showers likely. Winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 54. Cloudy again tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. High temperatures reach up to 74. Highs level off around 69 Thursday with a chance for scattered storms. 73, sunny skies Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now,
this summer,
it's 59
AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show.
On WGBW.
You can text us at that same number. The truth hurts, doesn't it? This is all Trump all the time. Let's go to the phone lines and Jack from Merrimack. Good morning to you, Jack. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, just peachy keen, thank you. All you hear from Trump's defenders is denial. Well, he was president, so he did nothing wrong. Misdirection. Look at inflation. Look at the so-called terrible economy. Stuff like that. And then there's, of course, the obvious, but what about ism?
Yes.
Hillary's email, Hunter's laptop. Biden did the same thing. No, he didn't. Excuse me. Biden didn't try to hide this stuff. You know, I really hope that this stuff really does show some consequences, not just to Trump, but yes, definitely to him. But there are other people involved in this, too.
Oh, yes.
And even worse, so far, now I understand that there's a grand jury still investigating this, but so far, absolutely nothing's been done about Trump and people like Johnson and Van Orden, who were clearly involved in the January 6th attempted coups. And that, to me, is even more dangerous because it tries to upend our entire democracy.
Well, but Jack,
and that's a more serious issue.
So Jack, but even today, those people who are gathering in Miami, there have been threats of unrest there. And so Trump has marshaled the forces and told them to meet him in Miami again. And so my thing is, Jack, why should the nation be putting up with that?
The answer is nobody should have to put up with that kind of thing. There's a big difference between what happened on January 6th and a lot of the other types of demonstrations that we saw during Trump's reign is not the right word, but you know what I mean.
Right.
He's implicitly, if not explicitly, he is implicitly calling for violence.
Yes.
And again, this has been going on also. I guess it's so-called free speech. He can say anything he wants, and he can always say, well, I didn't really mean that. You know, if violence is, I don't support violence. You can say that. But the practical effect is, these people that he's got already, he and it's actually the entire Republican Party, the leadership at least, because first of all, they're not only ignoring this January 6th stuff, they're supporting people who actually participated, like Johnson and Van Orden. And that again, to me, is much more dangerous. Yes, we're looking at attempts at insurrection in this country. And that's got to be dealt with. And it's fine if, like, who was the gangster that got picked up? Capone got picked up for tax fraud when everybody knew, you know, he was involved in violent gang wars. Well, it's fine if we get Trump in jail on this, but I'd really rather see the other stuff dealt with too. We've got to do something about that. And the problem is, it's roughly a third of the Republican Party, but it's the most vocal third. These are the ones who are going to be determining who their candidates are. And they've already supported people like Johnson. They supported Van Orden, people like those.
But Jack, here's a man who took all these documents, man, a truckload of these documents. And in his own words, they have him on tape. He's giving this information out to Tom, Dick, and Mary. And they have him on tape doing it. And yet there are people who are saying it's a witch hunt. Jack, what is that?
That is the same people that Trump referred to when he said, I could shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue and not lose a single vote. Those are the people. They're acolytes. Remember at one of the big conventions, I think it was a CPAC, where there was a golden Trump?
Yes.
I mean, you know, talk about worshiping the golden calf. And these people, many of them claim to be Christian. I mean, it just goes on and on. The hypocrisy and the total blind belief in this person. I mean, and this is what fascism is made of. The leaders in a fascist society have this philosophy: I and only I can fix it.
So, last thing, Jim. And this is taking place in this country as we speak, not in the darkness, in the light, Jack.
Yes.
So that's the issue.
It is. I wish I had an answer for it. I do not know what to do about those tens of millions of people who simply turn a blind eye to all this stuff and have become true believers.
Hey Jack.
I wish I had an answer.
Thank you very much for the call, as always. I'll see you, Laura and Karina. I'll come to you after the break. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. I'm Mike Dubusky. Miami waiting for this afternoon's arraignment of Donald Trump. ABC's Rachel Scott.
This is an unprecedented moment in American history. Donald Trump waking up at his golf club here in Doral, once again preparing to turn himself over to authorities, but this time as the first former president to ever face federal criminal charges.
Those charges stemming from the hoarding of those classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. 10 people were shot in Denver last night. It happened in the part of the town where fans were celebrating the Nuggets' first NBA title ever. A new look at inflation.
After rising 0.4% in April, the consumer price index ticked up only 0.1% in May. And for the past year, prices are up 4%, which is the smallest 12-month increase since March of 2021. Prices rose last month for housing, used vehicles, and clothing, but they declined for furniture and airfares.
ABC's Jim Ryan. The Fed starts its two-day meeting today to decide the next steps on interest rates. This is ABC News.
News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson and Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation.
For Civic Media News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know in Northeast Wisconsin. An Oconee County man was sentenced to federal prison for producing child pornography. 33-year-old Rocky Sankowski was sentenced to 21 years for assaulting his girlfriend's infant child. Sankowski was indicted last December after police learned he was communicating with minors online and downloading child pornography. A Marinette County woman will not be charged in the shooting death of her husband, according to the Marinette County District Attorney's Office. Lori Freed shot her husband on May 29th after a domestic incident in the couple's home in Amber. Authorities say the shooting was tragic but justified under Wisconsin law. More affordable housing is on the way for Green Bay. The Green Bay Housing Authority gave the go-ahead for a $50 million project using low-income and historic tax credits. The Mason Manor Apartments on West Mason Street will be the initial focus of the renovations. Construction on the 8-story structure will begin this fall. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
More than 7,000 truck accidents happen every year in Wisconsin. These accidents can be devastating, resulting in severe damage and trauma, often more severe than a regular car accident. Gingras Thompson and Wachs can help. They'll assist you not only with the driver of the semi, but also the trucking and insurance companies, making sure you receive the compensation you deserve.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson and Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino.
Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show.
10 to 12,
As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You can text us at that same number. If you are just joining us, it's been all Donald Trump all the time this morning. And, you know, before we go to the phone lines, quickly, here's another article. It's in today's Washington Post. Unbothered by facts, too many Republicans rush to defend Donald Trump. Let's go to Laura from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Laura. Thank you very much for the call. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it. Actually, I think Trump should have been exiled because of his actions. I mean, other countries would have already done that.
No question.
Betrayal. And like all the call, like all the other callers that have called in before me, I agree with them because the list of things that he's done wrong, his misdoing, what he's doing wrong to our country is just ridiculous. And yet and still, these people still believe him. They act like he's the next best thing, you know, since sliced bread. And then they're still allowing him to run for president while he's being indicted. I mean, what is wrong with this picture? I don't understand that. How can that be? I mean, how can we allow that to happen?
You know, Laura, this is what I'm saying. And they've created this special place for one man. No other person would be allowed to get away with what this man has been allowed to get away with. So to me, that's the issue. The fact that they keep making special provisions for this man who everybody knows is a criminal and a lunatic. You know, nobody can argue whether or not this man is a lunatic or not. All you have to do is listen to him. You know he's insane. And yet people ignore all of those things because there's just something special about him, right? Whatever that is, I don't know. That's why I said the phone lines are open at 844-967-2789 for the people who still think there's something special about this man who should be in jail, you know, let alone the next president of the United States. Made that mistake once. We certainly shouldn't do it again. Thank you very much for the call, Laura. I appreciate it. Hey, Corinna, how you doing, my friend?
Hi, Earl. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, ma'am.
You know what? I mean, through the history, we obviously seen a true examples of losers and the progressive people being witch hunted or scapegoated or whatever it is. I mean, even if you're going to take a recently history, Bill Clinton, I mean, really with Lewinsky, they really made a huge deal out of it because he lied
right
under the earth.
Right.
Trump lied to the whole nation, lied to the whole world under the earth, with earth, without the earth. He lied to so many. I mean, I don't even know he can keep it straight anymore. My question and my most interest is, I want to hear from Republicans who can explain to me step by step why they think this is a witch hunt. I really want to know how they base themselves realistically to say this is the witch hunt. Because I can tell that for Bill Clinton, it was a witch hunt. They blew up out of proportion everything he said and everything what happened. Out of proportion. If something like, if remotely close would happen to Obama, I think they will quarter him publicly.
You know.
Why is the Republican Party is completely protected? Even Republican leaders are completely protected from everything.
You know, Corinna, if you listen to the couple of Republicans who called today, their response is nobody cares about this. The guy earlier said, why are you talking about this? Nobody cares about this. CJ clearly changed the subject and wanted to talk about something else because they somehow don't want to deal with these facts that this man is a criminal. And well, he hasn't been indicted yet. If he hasn't been indicted, well, indicted, but charged, you know, and found guilty. Yeah, found guilty. If he hasn't been found guilty yet, it's only because of the fact that he's had money and that there were people who were afraid to do it because they were afraid that his supporters were going to do something crazy. But he's stepped over the line this time, Corinna. He clearly has. And there's going to be punishment meted out, as well it should be. But it just shows the hypocrisy, Karina, of people who claim to be law and order. Who talks any more about law and order than Republicans? You get tired of it. You get nauseated. Well, this is about law and order. There should be law and order everywhere, law and order. We need more police. We need this. Law and order, law and order. Oh, okay. But then you mentioned Donald Trump's name. I'm not so supportive of law and order, right? Because he's my man. But anybody else, law and order, lock him up, throw away the key. Hillary Clinton, lock her up, lock her up. Remember that? Hey, lock her up. Where are those people who chanted that about Hillary Clinton? Deaf mutes. Hey, Karina, thank you very much for the call as always, my friend. I really appreciate it. We'll try one more time. CJ?
Hey, Earl. Thanks for letting me hang on, and I appreciate it. The difference is, again, I'm voting Republican, whoever. We've got a primary going, so it's okay. This is going to be what's happened with Trump is very troubling. If it is true, it's not.
What do you mean if it's true, man? They've got him on tape.
It's the cover up that's the problem. If that
they've got him on tape, what are you talking about?
The moving of the documents, whatever's in this indictment, if it's proven true, he's right. Bill Barr's an honest man. He's toast. But that's going to happen. But why, there is two tiers of government. 33,000 emails smashed with a hammer during Benghazi. Four Americans, one ambassador was killed. I'm explaining the difference between Trump and the two tiers of justice. And you don't want me to explain
CJ. People don't want to hear anything. You know what people don't want to hear about? They don't want to hear about Benghazi, and they don't want to hear about Clinton, because the person who is right now under the microscope is Donald Trump. Okay? And Donald Trump and whatever happened in Benghazi is nowhere near as dangerous as a former president of the United States giving out nuclear information. If you can't see the difference in that, man, I can't help you. If you want to dismiss that like it's not a big deal, I can't help you, man. The rest of the nation knows. The world is looking at this. He's exposed information. Nuclear information. No other president in the history of the nation has ever done that. And there are implications, to what can happen because of that, CJ. Aren't you aware of that, man? But you won't talk about, Benghazi. Hey, Benghazi. Calvin, do you remember Benghazi? I don't even remember Benghazi.
I mean, I remember the...
Man, come on.
Everything afterwards.
I know, man. So, CJ, why would you bring up and say that's some kind of comparison to that?
Because destroyed documents. None of these documents were destroyed. None of these that Trump had. They were with Clinton. An ambassador died, Earl. You don't care about that. You don't care about the three Americans. He covered it up. Comey looked away, and it was covered up.
CJ.
You want to hear the rest?
No.
Turn my mic off because you don't want
No, CJ.
Question.
CJ, here's what I want to say to you. You talk about that. The fact that he gave out nuclear information could lead to the slaughter of American citizens by the hundreds of thousands. Are you aware of that, sir? You want to talk about, one man and
you want
three
to talk
people.
About, you care about secrets, Earl? You care about secrets?
Hey, CJ.
Is that what you're saying?
I don't, CJ.
Okay.
I don't
now,
care.
Let me
say this to you, man. I'm not in the position to care, I mean, to do anything about the secrets, but the federal government is. They care. Okay? They care. I can't do anything to punish Donald Trump. I'm not the federal government. The federal government cares. Yeah, they do. They care enough to have him right now in Miami indicted.
Trump didn't have a spy station built in Cuba while he was president. He didn't have to fly over the country by China. You want to talk about secrets given away? This president has bought and paid for, I've said for a long time, and it was proven the same day that Trump was indicted. Biden and his son took $5 million each.
Hey, CJ.
And you don't care about that.
What about Jared Kushner and the Saudis, CJ?
What's that?
Jared Kushner
Who's
took...
Who's talking to me now?
This is Kelvin. Jared Kushner took $1 billion from Saudi Arabia, and you have refused to acknowledge that.
That's your response to something that is now in front of you, Kelvin.
Well, that's your response to the Trump situation is changing the subject. So if you want to give me I'll take your lessons in changing the subject, CJ.
Open your eyes today. What's going on today, Kelvin?
Hey, CJ, thank you very much for the call, man. Thank you very much for the call. Let me do this. Again, Democrats have a Trump indictment strategy. Shut your damn mouth. The Democrats don't want to talk about this. Why? Democrats, why don't you want to talk about this? Why are you so afraid to talk about this? Well, you know, it may incite some things. It may cost us maybe some seats, so we don't want to talk about it. To me, to not talk about it is a major mistake. You didn't do it, Democrats. He did it. The Republicans are supporting him in this wrong, not you. Why are you so afraid? And this is an article in the Daily Beast this morning. It might take a Democratic campaign staffer just a few minutes to write the script for a scorching attack ad based on a federal indictment of Donald Trump and his alleged conduct handling classified documents. The allegations that Trump swiped top secret materials about military and nuclear capabilities, waved them around to guests at his Mar-a-Lago estate, and stored them in bathrooms, what might constitute as compelling a concise a case against re-election that exists. Yet it's possible, even very likely, that such an attack ad will never be made in context of the 2024 presidential campaign as something like the ultimate catch-22 for Democrats, although the facts in the indictment could have a unique potency in the race, they can't talk about them for fear of risking the integrity of a case the Republicans have attacked as politically motivated ploy to derail Trump. Got to go to a break, 844-967-2789. So the Democrats say, shut your damn mouth. Don't talk about it. Be right back.
Gathered's Farmers Market Series is back with artisanal food, craft cocktails, craft beer, and a curated playlist featuring touring bands complimentary of Nicolet Bank. Every Wednesday this summer until September 24th, our doors will be opening at 4 p.m. with concerts starting on June 14th and running through August 16th. This year, we're also excited to feature some exclusive Hinterland brews along with our ever-expanding list of signature Gathered cocktails. Grab a drink, find a spot, and enjoy Gathered's Farmers Market Series every Wednesday through September 2nd. And Summer has finally arrived in Wisconsin, and it's time to make your brand shine. Become a weather sponsor in the month of June and take advantage of a very special offer. Buy one weather sponsorship for just $75 and get a second sponsorship free. Yup, BOGO. That's 20 ads per day for 2 days every hour. This weather sponsorship buy one, get one offer absolutely ends on June 30th. Call now, 608-949-8989. 608-949-8989. It's BOGO. 608-949-8989.
Tired of low or no connectivity? Do you live in BTN, Bug Tussle Nowhere? We want to talk to you. Bug Tussle brings high-speed internet to the places others don't. No contracts, no data caps. Truly unlimited internet. Call 877-227-0924.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Scattered rain showers likely this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies. Highs level off around 59. Northwest winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies. Tonight, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 54. Cloudy skies again. Tomorrow, slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs around 74. Upper 60s. Thursday, low 70s. Lots of sunshine outside. Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 54.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude.
6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On WGBW.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. All Donald Trump all the time. Let's go back to the phone lines and James from Racine. Hey, thank you very much, James, for the call. You say what, sir?
Well, I would just like to ask and say to all those who are supporting Trump, if Barack Obama had done half the things that Trump has done, he wouldn't even made it into office. If he had gotten into office, they'd have hung him up on the White House lawn for all this. They need to reverse that, because only in America can a white man do what Trump has done and still have power and control. And they're going to continue to believe that. But I'm just saying, if Barack Obama had done any of those things, their conversation would be entirely different. Instead of talking about vindicating him, they would be talking about trying to hang him up. He should be in jail, he should be in prison, he should be all this.
Man,
but Trump, they want to support him for that.
Man,
so that's basically what I got to say.
Hey, man, thank you very much for the call. Really appreciate it. Tom from West Dallas, you say what, sir?
Hi there. I'll make this quick. As far as I think her name was Katrina, I apologize. And she asked, how do these people go about believing this stuff? It's simple. Because Trump said he's innocent. Trump said this is a witch hunt. That's what Trump said. Therefore, if he said it, it's the honest to God truth. That is along with CJ and his bigoted, hypocritical ways of saying things. You know, why does he ever bring up the whole Secret Service and all the text messages that were missing all of a sudden during the January 6th thing where they couldn't find? He never talks about that. He never talks about, like, similar to Clinton and Benghazi. He never talks about, like, under George W., about the 12 killed in Karachi or the 16 killed at the embassy in Yemen. He never talks about any of the 9 killed in Saudi Arabia. He never, ever talks about any of that. It's always Clinton and her.
So, Tom, how can people who see this man for what he is, right? I don't care about the politics, right? But you see a man that you know is a criminal, right? And has done criminal things. There's no question about it. 19, 20 cases he's in court for right now. And you say the Department of Justice has been weaponized. And so, you know, They, it's a witch hunt. Do people not have the ability to do their own thinking?
They don't, because that's what Trump, Jungle Jim Jordan, all those people are so into his lies and his propaganda.
I'm talking about everyday people, man. Your neighbors, your families.
I know. I don't understand it either. I'm completely baffled. I have friends like that. They're smart people.
Right.
I'm completely taken aback by how they got so warped into this stuff. I mean, again, it's kind of like Nazi Germany. You know, you saw all those people, tens of thousands of them, all Heil Hitler and all that stuff. How did those people get right. so deep into it? And then the other question is, how after World War II, obviously there were still Nazis, how were they deprogrammed? That's what we got to look into also.
Hey, Tom, I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for calling. My man Bill from O'Connor Walk, you got the last of it, sir. You say what?
This is to CJ. I hope he's listening. Domestic terrorism is the number one threat to our country. The
yes.
domestic terrorist charges and all of that were brought on by the Republicans, not the Democrats, from Liz Cheney, Adam Kissinger, James Comey, Robert Mueller, all Republicans. It wasn't a Democrat against a Republican. It was all Republicans. They wanted to clean house. And then what's the first thing you do? Well, what about Hillary? Well, what about Jimmy Carter? What about Abe Lincoln? We can go back and say, what about? But if you don't care about domestic terrorism, you don't care about our country. Now, let's say you believe these are trumped up charges. Well, if they are, Trump had the ability way back when to exonerate himself, and he ran. He ran and he hid. He avoided it. He let his attorneys do it. Remember, they did want to get rid of him. There was a conspiracy when he became president to get rid of the man right off the bat. He brought 26 sexual assaults, 11 bankruptcies. As a president, I don't want my grandkids looking up to a man like that. You know, they for some reason, they've got such a mind control on you. If you care about America, you care about domestic terrorism, number one. Because all this other stuff is irrelevant if we have domestic terrorism in our country.
So Bill,
go ahead.
When you and you're so on point, man, that's why I began the show talking about the threats that have been made in Miami by domestic people who claim that if they don't leave Trump alone, they're going to tear things up. They're going to do this. They're going to shoot things up. And so you can't say when these people say these things outright, Bill, and then in our country we say, oh, we gotta be careful. We can't say these things because we're fearful that these people are going to do that. I don't buy that. If those people talk like that, Bill, then the nation should respond in kind. Right? You can't be held hostage by the citizens.
We defend America. Here's what it is. We defend America. It's America against Trump, not the Democrats.
Right.
Because the Republicans started all of these charges. They brought all the charges against Trump. Not one Democrat. Not Biden, not Hillary, not Hillary's husband. Nobody brought any charges against Trump but Republicans. Now, they just don't like what they're finding, so they're going to try and dismiss it. But remember, if you allow this to continue, CJ, heaven help you in 10 years from now if our country's run by internal terrorists.
Hey, Bill.
In our country.
Stevie Wonder said it best, heaven help us all. Thank you very much for the call, man. Really appreciate it. Thank you, everybody. You know, who listened, who chimed in. You know, this is a participatory program. And again, I could have done it myself, but I preferred better because truth was spoken here. And so if people don't want you to speak the truth, if people don't want to hear the truth, then, you know, there are other places you can go and not hear the truth. But you can rest assured during the time I'm here, you'll hear the truth. Okay, it's your choice, and not that I know it all. But the other folk who chime in, they got a little something to say, too. Gotta go. Thank you, Calvin. Thank you, everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. And that'll be the end of all Trump all the time. For a little while. See you later.
Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving to the afternoon, Monday through Friday, 1 until 3. Trigvi Olsen has graciously agreed to follow us into the afternoon. We're going to get to talk about the Lincoln Project and politics in Wisconsin, all across the state of Wisconsin.
I know, isn't that exciting? Where the beer is cold, the cheese curds are squeaky, the Harleys roar, the Eagles soar, and the Packers score, Todd.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
We'll be moving.
ABC News, I'm Jerry.